Residents in Sussex County, Delaware are just now getting their checks more than 2 years after reaching a $65 million class action settlement with the Mount Air Chicken Farm. The company's chicken waste caused nitrate pollution in private wells in the town of Millsboro. WHYY Zoe Reed reports while residents are grateful for the money, they are still dealing with contaminated water and mysterious health problems.
Diane Longo only started using her shower again last year. She says she used to be so afraid of her well water that for 4 years she'd shower at her friend's house instead. She'd also bring back gallons of water for herself, her husband, and their dogs. And she wasn't the only one who didn't trust what came out of her taps.
My family wouldn't come in to visit me because they were afraid of the water.
Her well water is contaminated with nitrates. They're linked to some serious health problems like blue baby syndrome among infants, and they can potentially cause gastric cancer. Longo is one of more than 3,000 people getting money from a 2021 settlement with Mount Air Chicken Farm. The lawsuit says for nearly 20 years, the company sprayed wastewater from a failing treatment system onto nearby fields. That contamination seeped into the drinking water for residents like Longo. The 72-year-old's modern bungalow is about 2 miles from Mount Air. Longo takes me to a white pipe sticking up from the ground of her front lawn.
Over here is the well.
And how long have you been using this well?
Since I moved here, it's going on 16 years. We did not find out till 2018 that there was a problem with the water.
It's right here that her dog suddenly dropped dead in 2021 from an apparent heart attack. Just 3 weeks earlier, Longo's husband died after a bout with mouth and throat cancer. Longo only has one functioning kidney, and she says mysterious sores on her skin come and go. Though she doesn't know the exact causes, she suspects it's the water.
None of the doctors, even for my husband or myself, when I brought up the part about, do you think it's the water that we're drinking? Nobody would answer it down here.
Millsboro residents started getting their settlement checks last month. They range from a few thousand to hundreds of thousands of dollars. Longo will get up to $90,000 and says it's a big help. But it doesn't solve the town's problem with nitrate contamination or the mysterious health issues reported by her neighbors.
There's no closure in this because we don't have any answers.
Mount Air declined my requests for an interview, but said in a written statement it's invested more than $100 million to prevent nitrate pollution as part of a separate settlement with the state. The company also upgraded its wastewater treatment facility, and nitrate levels at the plant have fallen to safe levels. Mount Air says it's paid for filtration systems for dozens of residents, but some people in Millsboro, including Longo, were outside the boundaries to get their filtration systems paid for. Despite the company's progress, Longo and her neighbor's well water is still contaminated, according to recent water tests. Testing and treating well water on private property is the responsibility of the homeowner.
I always encourage anybody who's on private wells to make sure they are testing their water.
That's Sean Garvin. He's the secretary of the Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control. He says he can't comment on why nitrates in private wells are still above state standards. But experts say nitrates could come from a number of sources, including wastewater facilities, landfills, and leaking septic systems. And they can stay in the environment for years.
There are legacy issues. There are issues with private wells just in general.
Nitrates have been contaminating people's wells in Sussex County for decades. Patricia Marini Fossey, another Millsboro resident, showed me a letter she received from the state in 1988 about nitrates in her water. She says the only advice she received was to not allow pregnant people or children to drink it. The 80-year-old now has bladder cancer and wonders if the water caused it.
Recently, I've been told that there's nothing more they can do for me.
Dr. Marilyn Howarth is an environmental toxicologist at the University of Pennsylvania. She says nitrates are known to cause a variety of health problems, but that linking them to any one diagnosis or illness is challenging.
The literature has shown an association between colon cancer and nitrates. There are several studies that have suggested that maybe bladder cancer and breast cancer and thyroid disease have an association, but it's very difficult to show causation with any of these.
At least 7 people I interviewed in Millsboro also shared stories about mysterious skin problems, including itching after showering and getting big red sores that break open and bleed. Dr. Howarth and other scientists I interviewed were perplexed by those shared symptoms. Some Millsboro residents told me they've had enough. Phyllis Blackiston has left and moved to North Carolina.
I'm angry that this has just been overlooked and allowed to poison people by contaminating your wells.
The 76-year-old says she's had issues with her thyroid and skin problems. Her late husband had infections that wouldn't heal and suffered from a hole that went through his foot. He died of cancer in 2018. Blackiston and her late husband received more than $200,000 from Mount Air. Speaking later over the phone from North Carolina, where she has treated municipal water instead of a private well, she said her skin problems have disappeared.
My skin has not broken out. It had broken out in certain spots. I don't have that. That's all healed. And my skin does not itch.
Back at Diane Longo's house, she shows me her new water filtration system. Her garage is stocked with bags of salt and tall tanks.
It's like $16,000 worth of equipment here. It's a lot of money.
Now the water coming out of her tap and shower is safe from nitrates, but it didn't come without a price.
Yes, I sold my jewelry in order to make ends meet. Things I didn't want to have to sell that belonged to my mom and things like that. That shouldn't have happened.
She plans to use the settlement money from Mount Air to cover the cost she spent on the new filtration system. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.